You know, a very good point. Absolutely good points that you're making, Phil. So, and as far as the badge is concerned, you know, I've been thinking about that while you were talking. Because they do have pretty decent-sized ham radio badges. So you can get, like, a gold badge that says, like, ham radio operator on it, and, or, you know, licensed federal FCC, some shit, something. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, self, you have a badge. I mean, I've got my PD badge. And in the PD badge, in the center of it is, like, the emblem of the state, right? So I'm thinking to myself, you know, I could custom order a badge. And I could have it say, ham radio, professional emergency communicator, something along those lines. And in the center, where you would put, like, the state emblem, instead of that, I'm going to put that same picture of Roger Rogers' face that he put on that stupid-ass friggin' picture that he posted to his goddamn group saying, I'm addicted to radio. So I can have, right on the center of the badge, Roger Rogers' face would appear. And actually, I could say, let's see, what could the badge say? It could say TGIF Tactical Squad, or Tactical Response Team. Oh, yeah, baby. And then the same thing on the vest, or the uniform, it can say, and especially on the back, in big, prominent, reflective letters, TGIF Emergency Tactical Response Team. Holy shit, this, oh, I gotta get right on this. I gotta figure out where the hell I'm ordering this shit. We gotta get this established, Phil, for the big one. I don't have to, go ahead. I'm thinking about it.
Well, I would say either tactical response team, maybe something a little bit more, you know, a little bit more to the point. Tactical insertion team. That sounds like, you know, you're ready to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
I like where you're going with this, Phil. I really do. Yeah. The TGIF Tactical Insertion Team.
Whew.
Oh, we're making serious progress here. This is great. We'll need to map it out, plan it out. We'll have to recruit members. I mean, only the elite will be allowed to join because it's tactical. And, you know, yeah, everybody needs to be inserted. So they got to be ready for an insertion at any given moment. You know, there's only a few folks that would qualify for this position. So, yep, I have to get on it. The search begins.
Yeah, I think tactical insertion team is better because it kind of says what you're about to do. That you're going to insert yourself into an official capacity, performing an official job, and I would think that, so it should be federally licensed ham radio operator on the top, and then tactical insertion team on the bottom. But really, it's not so much important that they see the words, but that the letters at the beginning of each word really stand out, especially maybe somewhat phosphorescent at night.
I think you're right, Phil. I think it would you would definitely command some attention if you see TGIF-TIT, you know, for Tactical Insertion Team. Yes, TGIF-TIT. I'm right there with you. I mean, that, you need say no more.
Well, I would just see. The reason why I like Tactical Insertion Team is because I was kind of borrowing from our British cousins across the water, especially the series In the Thick of It, where they didn't directly use it, but indirectly they've used the acronym TIT, or Don't Be a TIT. But in any case, let me get back on point is, okay, so those first letters will glow at night, TGIF TIT, and this should be like if it's worn on the right-hand side, my right-hand side of the official fluorescent vest, there should be an arrow that's pointing up, north, northeast. So, you got TGIF and then TIT in the bottom, and the arrow's pointing right up to the individual's head.
That's absolutely perfect. I couldn't have come up with anything better myself. Nope, that is just phenomenal. Good job, Phil, on such short notice, being able to come up with it. That's great. Yep. Hang on, I have to start working on that immediately. Because you never know when I'm out walking around with my radio and my axe bat and an emergency happens. I want to be prepared. I want to be easily identifiable so that there is absolutely no question about why I'm there and what my capabilities are and my willingness to get right to work helping the masses through a communications emergency. Jesus, I mean, I think we've accomplished enough, Phil. We've accomplished more in the last 15 minutes, Phil, than I think the ARRL has in like 25 or 30 years. This is phenomenal.
Oh, now, come on, Keith. I think we're being humble here. 25 or 30 years? We should give ourselves more credit than that. I would say at least 75 friggin' years. I was envisioning sort of a whole, like, marketing thing. Like advertising, like a public safety thing, where, there's some type of disaster going on, like the, what was that? Up at the Hamvention in Dayton, years back when they had the, Big geyser. Here comes a man out of the dark, walking up to a group of people who are in a state of panic. He's got his helmet on with his rubber ducky antennas and his fluorescent vest. And people are not going to like. They see him walking up, but he's got that air of leadership and guidance around him. And they're going to look at him and say, "Who are you?" And that person responds, "Well, I'm here and I'm a TGIF kit.
And I'm going to save you from the world-ending the world-ending shit geyser."
That's right. It's going to be, it's going to be somebody that looks like, the Marlboro Man. After 10 years of eating nothing but donuts, he still has that rugged-looking face. He's just 250 pounds overweight. When he ordered his fluorescent vest, he had to go by tent size. He kind of wobbles up, like a weevils wobbles and they don't fall down. He kind of wobbles up with all his little HTs and his. His hard hat with the array of double-sided dildos, and he when they ask him who he is, it's going to be a catchphrase. "Hi, I'm here. I'm a TGIF kid."
Again, it would be immediately recognizable. People would know the quality of that individual's character and that they're there to help solve problems, and they'll just immediately relent and say, "Yes, oh great, TGIF Pitman. we need your help." So, no, that's good. I like it. You're definitely onto something. And I was trying to be somewhat modest. I'm saying that we've accomplished more in the last 15, 20 minutes than in the entire history of the ARRL seemed a little presumptuous, seemed a little tacky. You don't want to claim that much accomplishment. So if I just said the last 25, 30 years, but I'll go with it. You want 75 or the entire history of the league? I'm okay with that. Because it is closer to the truth. I just didn't want to brag, essentially. And I like to try to be a little modest. But, yep. The TGIF pit squad is very good. So we'll have to help them figure out who those people are going to be. I know a few people who would qualify immediately, but I'm sure there are more just hiding in the shadows that would be, you know, once they found out about it, they would be more than happy to come out of the woodwork and volunteer their time to also be part of the TGIF pit squad. Man, it's a beautiful thing. It's, you know, it's ham helping hams and hams helping people in general. It's, you know, there's no better hobby in the world than ham radio. There really isn't. The camaraderie and the willingness to help when the chips are down. Ah, oh, Jesus, it's just goddamn fantastic.